How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives. How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives. American
woman, listen what I say. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, I'm so excited. It finally happened again. Albert Pujols finally hit another home run. I don't know why I get so jacked up about it. Actually, I do know why. I shouldn't say that. I know why I want him to get to 700 so desperately. And time is dwindling. I wouldn't say it's running out. We're not to the point where the hourglass is running out yet. But time is dwindling on his opportunities to reach that baseball immortality, that rarefied air that is 700 home runs. I don't know if he does it, but I am here to cheer for every step he takes closer to that number. And he did take another gigantic step and, in fact, had a huge game along with Nolan Arenado as the St. Louis Cardinals go on the road and for now protect their first place standing atop the NL Central. It's going to be one of those races, I hope, that goes down to the wire. But right now, we've seen the Cardinals and the Brewers switch places multiple times during the season, and here we are, not quite mid-August. We can't really call this mid-August, can we? Nah, not yet. We're dog day-ing it. We're taking it a dog day at a time, baby. A friend and I were just talking about that. How do you get through challenges, whether it's personal or professional? You go one day at a time. Don't look too far ahead. When I look too far ahead, I trip. Of course, if I focus too hard on what's right in front of me, I trip then too. I'm frequently walking into walls and apologizing to the furniture. But for purposes of baseball, it's okay to take it one day at a time because we're still into this dog day stretch, not quite to that final month yet. Although this time in 1 month, we'll be hours away from the NFL season opener. Wowzers. It's strange, right? It's a strange dichotomy of the slow, meandering pace of a 162-game baseball season. And I do enjoy it. I've said to you before, I love the fact that baseball is my soundtrack of summer. But I also know there's some anxiety and now some tension, some increased sense of urgency as we get closer to the first full preseason weekend in the NFL and then on into what's to come 4 weeks from Thursday. You guys, 4 weeks from Thursday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. When we started this network, we were on the air following the 2012 NFL season. So, brilliant start to the network because we literally started right as the NFL playoffs were kicking off, following the 12 season, but into 2013. So, our on-air date, the inception of the network, January 1st, 2013. And I remember how cool it was to be able to hop right in to NFL playoffs. I can't believe it's been almost 10 years. And once we get through this regular season, wow, we'll be hopping into the 2022 postseason. But 2023. See, that's what happens when I look too far ahead. I can't do that. I got to kind of focus on where I am, but do a little planning. It's good to have something to look forward to. Speaking of looking and looking forward, so many of you sent me questions for Ask Amy Anything. We did it with a twist during our home show last night. And because of that, we've got a lot of extra questions. I went back and answered a bunch of them on both Twitter and Facebook, but certainly there's some that we might use in weeks moving forward. Although I got to tell you, odd schedule I've got coming up. Next week, only one show in this time slot. Instead, I've got two shows to start the week, noon to 3 Pacific, 3 p to 6 p Eastern time, Monday and Tuesday. So it's the time slot normally, well, reserved. It's normally reserved for Maggie and Perloff, but they are on vacation, I believe. And so I'll be hosting their show on Monday and Tuesday, which is also on CBS Sports Network. Not looking forward to that. I've already started to think about it. I think obsess over it a little bit. Just the whole idea of being on TV for 3 straight hours makes me want to break out in hives. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. There's one opportunity for me to focus on one day at a time. This show would stink if I was too busy worrying about next week's shows, right? So Monday, Tuesday, I'll be doing the Maggie and Perloff show. But then back here Tuesday night into Wednesday morning for our hump show. And then off the rest of the week. It's a weird week. It really is. But they asked me to fill in to guest host. And so I'm doing that, but also had family in town at the end of next week. So it's going to be a little bit odd. And as for producer Jay, we'll have tomorrow night's show together and then only one show next week. And so we aren't really working together much either, even as we hit 1 year since he joined the show as the lead producer. So yeah, August is a little bit odd. But it keeps marching forward. Dog days, dog days, dog days. Bam! Right into September and football. And then, yes, the baseball stretch run. So there is time for Albert Pujols. But I am feeling a little bit of anxiety over him taking advantage of these opportunities. Man, he's crushing lefties. I'll say that. We are live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Love to connect with you there. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We put our podcast up every weekday morning. And so you can find that if you don't catch the show live or you don't catch the entire show live. You can do that. After Hours, AmyLawrence.com, and I do generally share the link on Twitter and Facebook, or Jay shares it when he gets back. So there's always opportunities to find it there, though every single day people say to me, do you have a podcast, or how can I listen to your show if I don't catch it live, or we lost our affiliate, how can I catch your show live? So yes, we're always answering questions about how and when we can connect with you. I don't have the whys, but I do have the hows and the whens. Our phone number always remains the same for 10 years, and yet sometimes I get it wrong. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are we all set? Are we good? Something I discovered today. My radio voice, still not loud enough for Penny to hear me. She's definitely losing her hearing. My sweet girl. And so, and I'll use the Grammy example to talk about what's happening with my dog now. When I used to speak to Grammy on the phone, even with my landline. So I have a landline, or have a landline, because my Grammy couldn't hear me real well on my cell phone. Their interference with her hearing aids, which were wireless. And so I keep my home phone. I use it for other things too, but I have a landline that I use, and the primary reason was to be able to speak to Grammy Helen. She still at times couldn't hear what I had to say, so I would yell, which is one reason why I rarely spoke to her in public. But sometimes even when I spoke to her in person in her apartment, I would be yelling, and if the door was open, I just kind of had to expect that everybody could hear our conversation. That's how I feel about my dog right now. We're out in the neighborhood, unless I yell, the dog cannot hear me. She can still hear because I see her react to some of the things that I say if I'm yelling. So when I yell, not only can the dog hear me, but all the neighbors can hear me as well. But I'll tell you what, that dog is the most popular member of the family. People love the cat too. Not me though. I don't love the cat. In fact, my college roommate, she's the one that went to the baseball game with me in Boston a couple weekends ago. She actually said to me recently, "Hey, I'm moving into an apartment where they allow cats. I'll take Sugar if you want." Oh, I was so tempted because she hears me complain about the cat a lot. But I can't. Sugar's part of the family. She's like a kid that, yeah, drives you insane, but you can't get rid of the kid because the kid's part of your family. So no, I didn't give up Sugar. But anyway, Sugar's popular with most other people in the family, just not me. Penny is popular all over the neighborhood. It dawned on me today how many people know Penny. And we've been walking around that neighborhood now for 7 years. They don't know my name, but they know Penny. They probably just associate me with the dog. So yeah, amazing how many people in the neighborhood know Penny by name. She gets a ton of attention. They have no idea who I am except that I'm always with her. I'm her handler, if you will. I'm her PR. PR what? PR coordinator. I do her PR. Have your people get in touch with her people, and her people would be me. So that kind of dawned on me today. It was kind of funny because a lady actually came out of her house just to say hello to my dog and pet her. And then I always have little kids who are going by on their bikes. Oh my gosh, Penny, can we pet Penny? Sure, of course you can. So anyway, yelling along, yelling at my grandmother, now yelling at my dog. I guess it's just good practice for when I yell at you on the radio. No, I don't ever yell at you. I do yell about sports sometimes, but I don't yell at you over sports because that's just a waste of breath. No need to be yelling. However, when Albert Pujols has one of the games that he had on Wednesday night, I can let out a bit of a yell.
He's trying to get some lift on a ball on the pitch. A swing, and there's a ball hit into left field for a single, scoring one run. Goldschmidt crosses, Arenado stops at third. A line single played on the roll by Daza, and Pujols has a run batted in, his 25th of the year. The 2-2 pitch for Albert Pujols. He swings, and it's a high fly ball. That's hit deep. Left center field, back to the wall, and this one is a bounce and into the stands for a double. It cleared the wall on a hop. And Albert Pujols has his second hit tonight. Now on 1-2. Pujols swings and hits one high. Deep to left field. And it's a goner going back to back with Nolan Arenado. Home run number 687 for the future Hall of Famer.
That is the voice of John Rooney, Cardinals radio, a four-hit game for one Albert Pujols. And he goes back-to-back with Nolan Arenado in the sixth inning for his 687th home run. In fact, he and Nolan combined for seven hits. So the Cardinals have their way in Colorado at Coors Field. A big win for them to hold off the Brewers, who have put together back-to-back victories. But when you think about what Albert Pujols is doing now in historical context, so it's separate really from what the Cardinals are doing as a team, though he obviously contributes on nights like this. There's really these two Cardinals themes running concurrently. Making the playoffs, winning the division, that's the most important thing. But man, it's a lot of fun to see how his teammates, like Paul DeJong, react to Albert Pujols.
Pretty much every day. I mean, just watching his at-bats, listening to his speeches, not speeches, but talking during our hitters meetings, you know, just we rely on him as a, you know, a leadership role. And yeah, it's just amazing to see him still doing it.
The Cardinals have now won 8 of their last 10. And you remember they swept the Yankees over the weekend at Busch Stadium, now on the road. And so it's a big deal for them, even as they're locked in this pennant race against the Brewers to be able to pick up victories on the road. They're still below 500 on the road. So that's a big piece of winning your division is being able to win away from home and certainly can come into play in the postseason. So they do not have as good a record on the road as the Brewers do, but this was a big step and obviously a big win for them.
This feels like a culmination of a lot of hard work and some opportunities that, you know, I look forward to taking, and just feels good to have a great team win today, and I think we all contributed, and it was just a great day overall.
Guys, bounce back well. You take a beating like we did last night, and for them to come back with some authority in that first inning, score five, it just shows what type of guys we have in this clubhouse, so it was a good bounce back for sure.
So that is one of the intriguing races going on in Major League Baseball. I wouldn't say the NL West is an intriguing race. Maybe it's more about how far out in front the Dodgers get, or really if you're thinking big picture, because the goal for a team that stacks its roster and its lineup like the Dodgers, that goes out and gets pieces repeatedly year after year, is to win the World Series, right? They're not messing around, and anything short of a World Series is a disappointment for the Dodgers. That's what they do. They spend money and they try to collect these pieces, and they do certainly have a formidable lineup. I think their pitching has actually been a nice surprise for them this season, because they've got Tyler Anderson and Tony Gonsolin, who've got double-figure wins. They've also got Urias, who is, I think he's in double-figure wins as well, maybe 12. And so they've got three really strong pitchers, even as they've got some injuries to some of the other guys that they expected. Clayton Kershaw right now on the IL again. But the Dodgers, though, are not likely to be pushed other than for the best record in the National League. And right now they also have the best record overall. So that's a race. It's a race. But it's not like last year, where they were a little more battle-tested because they went toe-to-toe with the Giants all the way to the end of the regular season, the very last day of the regular season. Now, does it mean they're not going to be as prepared for the playoffs? Maybe not. You've got a lot of veterans in this lineup, even guys who were a part of that 2020 World Series. But you've also got some new pieces that you're adding. You've got some young guys who are trying to break in on a regular basis. So I said this about the Yankees earlier in the season. I didn't love the fact that they had posted such a huge lead right out of the gate, because I don't think it's good for a team. I think it's better when you have to fight and scratch and claw. You face some adversity. It doesn't always come easy to you, and that way you know you're prepared for the pressure cooker that is the postseason. But right now, there isn't anyone stepping up to trip up these Dodgers.
No balls, two strikes, two outs, and Taylor with a fly ball to left center field. It's well hit, it's got a chance, and it is gone! The Dodgers have come from behind again. For Taylor, his seventh home run of the year, the Dodgers 5 and the Twins 4. Oh, is this team hot? 2-1 to Gallo. Bringing a fly ball to left center field. Well hit, on its way, and it is gone! Home run! Joey Gallo with a pinch hit three-run home run. Every move that Dave Roberts has been making tonight has worked to perfection. The Dodgers now lead it 8-4.
The Minnesota Twins are a team with playoff aspirations. They're above 500. We're not talking about a cream puff here. But the Dodgers are able to rally. They get the home runs that you hear from Chris Taylor and Joey Gallo, also Max Muncy. So LA has the best record in the big leagues and also has a 10-game win streak. I thought this was interesting. I didn't realize this because the Dodgers have been so good for so long. It seems like first time in 5 years they put together a double-digit win streak. So there's that, I guess. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Joey Gallo, relatively new, right? And he's had, what shall we say? Should we say he's had a bit of a tumultuous couple of months, to be sure? If you look on some of the websites where you can see players' bios, he's still wearing Yankees pinstripes and a Yankee hat. right? So he was dumped essentially by the Yankees. And he was really, because our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located in New York. I know this listening to local radio sometimes and listening to some of the Yankees broadcasts. A lot of people down on him. And he wasn't performing with New York. And so now he's with the Dodgers, and it's like the Midas touch. Pinch hit, three run, home run for Joey Gallo in his sixth game with LA.
I felt good. I was pretty excited, especially like coming off the bench. You know, you don't even know if you're going to play or not. So to get in that bat in that situation and to come through and hit a homer, you know, ended up being a pretty big one for us. So it's nice to help the team.
I know that most athletes will tell you they don't pay attention to the noise. They don't listen to the negativity, but that's probably not true for most of them. Clearly Gallo heard it. It's kind of hard to ignore it when you're in a market with as passionate fans as what New York has. I mean, there are various regions around the country where sports fans get pretty crazy and can be over the top. So Gallo's thrilled that they're not booing him and that he's not the object of derision right now.
It's been a while since I heard people chanting for me, so I'm pretty excited about that. They've been awesome so far, like just cheering me on, saying that they love that I'm here, and it makes me feel good. And it's such a great team to be a part of, a great organization. So hopefully we can keep winning.
So you put Gallo in the lineup, plus Chris Taylor just came off the injured list Friday. He missed almost a month with a broken left foot. And so the Dodgers seemingly have answers for everything and now up to 77 wins. But it's August, and so it doesn't mean a whole lot right now. We have a lot to get to still on the baseball diamond. The Mets are hot, so they're pushing the Dodgers for best record in the NL. Aaron Judge has another home run, but the Seattle Mariners, in the last 45 games, have the best record in baseball. We talked about that last night. They add on another win on Wednesday afternoon. There's a general manager fired in baseball, so we'll give you the owner's explanation why. Hear it straight from the Tiger's mouth. And, of course, NFL. In the NFL, we've got a move by the Cleveland Browns, even as they await some ruling on the appeal in Deshaun Watson's case. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We're just getting started, just getting warmed up. Me, 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 me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Here's the 1-1 to Santana. Infield pulled around to the right. And he drives one right field. That ball is going back. Giddy up. Gone. Home run. Carlos Santana. And the Mariners have a 4-3 lead.
The windup in the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and it's popped up foul. First base side. Ty France over. He's got room. He's there. Makes the catch near the dugout and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it. Behind 4-3 win over the New York Yankees, and they beat the Yankees. They win a series against New York for the first time since 2002.
This is After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
On Mariners Radio, this was actually a perfect game. It was a no-hitter for Nestor Cortez into the sixth inning. He had 10 strikeouts in this game for the Yankees, but ultimately gives up the three runs as the Mariners rally. You hear the big one being the Santana home run. And interestingly enough, both the Yankees and Mariners scored three runs in the seventh inning of this game. So the Yankees were down 1-0 after Cortez gave up a home run to Haggerty in the sixth. But they come right back and they score three runs on a pair of dingers themselves, including Aaron Judge with number 45. But in the bottom of the seventh, the Mariners answer, and the bullpen can't hold that lead. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Robbie Ray allows just two runs on three hits, and Scott Service is thrilled with this big step for Seattle.
Anybody that's been following the Mariners for a while certainly should have had fun this week. Great series. Can't say enough about the effort from our players, everybody on our roster contributing. But the story of the last couple nights has been pitching, and I thought Robbie Ray was awesome today.
Yeah, I remember we had just gone on the air in the moments after. Oh, no way, I lied. Yankees and Mariners were still going on, actually, when we started our show this time last night. They were into the 13th because I remember the walk-off by the Mariners. It was a 1-0 win for Seattle. It happened as we're getting ready to tag out of our opening segment. So, yeah, they turn around and they play a day game in Seattle, and the pitching is good again. 4 home runs in the game, but everything coming in the 6th and 7th innings, and the Mariners are able to hold the Yankees' offense at bay. So, two things. In their last 45 games, the Mariners are 32-13, best record in Major League Baseball. So, while they're not going to catch the Astros, or it's not likely they're going to catch the Astros, I guess anything is possible, atop the American League West, they're still 10.5 games back, even with the Astros losing on Wednesday. They are very much in the mix for a wild card, just like they were a year ago, and are desperate to end that playoff drought. So they're on a surge right now, 32-13 in their last 45. Meanwhile, we're seeing the holes of the Yankees offense still. So the pitching has been better the last couple days, and Aaron Boone definitely mentioned that. But against the Mariners on Tuesday and Wednesday, a total of 7 hits for Boone's offense.
We got to get it going offensively. The good thing is here, another really good start from one of our starters. But the last 2 games have been tough for us, obviously, to get much going offensively.
So while the Yankees are scuffling, behind them, they're still teams that are just taking each other out, right? It's 1 step forward, 2 steps back. As much as it feels like the Yankees can't win, can't hit, can't do anything right, and they've only won 2 of their last 10, this is not just them coming back to the median or the mean. This is really them crashing. And so we'll see if they can get it together and put all these pieces in place where they can find that forward momentum. The San Diego Padres, coming out of the trade deadline, made all those moves and similarly had some trouble trying to get moving forward again, though they've won their last 2 games, I believe, against the Giants. So the Yankees still have a 10-game lead in that division, and the Astros are doing their own scuffling right now. They're not playing great either. So those 2 teams have the best records in the American League, and right now there's no one else close. The closest team to them is 10 games. So it's going to be a back and forth, but both of those teams have been exposed a little bit and definitely has some fatal flaws, even as the Dodgers and, oh yeah, the Mets, who actually now have a better record than the Yankees in New York baseball. It's regular season. There's no bragging rights now, but if you would have told me this a month and a half ago, I would have said you were cray.
Fastball hit on the ground up the middle. Base hit going into center field. Nimmo hits third. He's coming home. He'll score. The throw by Senzel goes to third. Lindor is there. And following down to second is Alonso. Single run batted in. He takes second on the throw. And the Mets have a 1-0 lead. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a liner the other way. That's a base hit. In to score is Guillorme. Around third, coming home McCann. The throw will go to second. And on at first with a 2-run single is Francisco Lindor. The Mets have a 4-0 lead. The 1-1 line the other way. Slicing fair ball. Base hit going down the left field line. Vogelbach doesn't really have to run. He can walk home. McNeil is on his way to second as the ball is played back in by Fraley. McNeil standing at second with a double and a run batted in. Mets have busted this baby wide open. It is 10-2 New York here in the 6th inning.
Howie Rose on Mets radio, and they really did bust loose on, they put the bust, what is it, cap in your ass? What is that phrase about? I mean, they did a can of whoop ass, but something about a cap in your ass. I don't know. I suck at cliches. Sorry. Anyway, all of that against the Cincinnati Reds, 21-5. They outscore Cincinnati in the sweep. And on Wednesday, 10 runs on 13 hits. So they're just piling on. So for Buck Showalter, yes, the team has won 6 in a row, 8 of their last 10. He wants to make sure they do this against top flight opponents as well.
It's respect for the opponents and what it takes to win. It's hard. We come off a playing obviously Atlanta, and you know, we're getting ready to head into a stretch that's going to be, you know, real challenging. So all of them are. There's a challenge to play in those three games.
Atlanta doubles up Boston tonight, 8-4 at Fenway Park, but the Mets still have a 7-game lead in the NL East. And one of the reasons why this season, this August, has looked different than last year is because Francisco Lindor is actually doing what they paid him to do. He's now got it's a franchise tying record stretch in which he scored in 13 consecutive games. And so for a shortstop to be on base like he is, he had three more runs today to be able to cross the plate consistently means he's getting on base consistently. And that's not something the Mets were getting from him last year. Plus, Buck, you want to know one other huge difference? It's Buck Showalter. So the Mets have got the staying power. We're seeing it, to be sure. And crazy enough, a month ago, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, you never would have thought the Mets would have a better record than the Yankees. Those two teams among the top four in Major League Baseball. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Really excited, top of the hour from Los Angeles, Lindsay Rhodes, longtime host and TV and radio anchor, will join us. And she's agreed to hang around for a while, probably most of next hour. And we're just going to hit a bunch of NFL topics. And it's going to be fun. We always have a good time. And then, so that's top of the hour. And then, in addition, whether you're looking for us on Facebook or YouTube, that's easy to do during our breaks. We've got our phone number, 855-212-4227.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Cliff has been waiting in Salt Lake City. You're up next on the show. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, only because it's been about a month or so since I walked into the bathroom, and I'm over the traumatic experience now.
Well, hell. Who would say they want to go to a men's bathroom?
No, I didn't want to. I made a mistake. It was a wrong turn, Cliff. I wasn't trying to get into the men's bathroom. Actually,
you.
When I was in junior high school, I got a detention for going into a boys' bathroom because I wanted to see what it looked like. Sadly, one of our teachers, who was like 78 years old, walked in right after us, scared him half to death, and so we all got in trouble and got detention.
This is a pattern of behavior.
It is, but the second time was an accident.
Sure.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
I long ago figured out that embarrassing stories about me are some of the stories that you find the funniest here on the show. So, you know, I got nothing to hide. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's one of the things I loved about Vin Scully. Not that I'm in the category with Vin, but the fact that he had a self-deprecating sense of humor and he did not take himself too seriously. He laughed about himself and he would maintain that humility constantly on his broadcast, even though we all knew he was one of the greatest to ever do it. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Top of the hour, Lindsay Rhodes will join us from Los Angeles. A longtime NFL broadcaster. She does TV, DirecTV Now. She does a fantasy show on DirecTV during the season. She's got a couple of different broadcasts on SiriusXM satellite radio. It was funny. I was listening to one of her shows recently, and she dropped a couple of swear words, and I was like, ah! And then I remembered, oh, it's satellite. She's got the NFL Road Show, a very popular podcast that's now carried on the SiriusXM platform. And she is one of our favorites. So, funny story. Last week, I tried to get her on the show, and she told me, I actually have a date to go see, with her husband, to go see Top Gun Maverick, so I'm not available. So, I think I'm going to have to ask her for her movie review. And I did give her a heads up that that was coming. She'll probably spend most of next hour with us. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line here on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, or Facebook page named after the show. Dan is listening in Michigan. Dan, welcome to After Hours.
Thanks, Andy, for unblocking me for over a year.
I have nothing to do with the phones, Dan. That has nothing to do with me. I don't ever touch the phones where people call. I have a computer screen where someone tells me who's on the line. Otherwise, I have zero connection to the phones.
I'm getting ready to drop the ESPN because they're not going to be carrying the Big Ten. That's where I'm going. I love college football first and foremost, and my passion is college football. And I'm going to tell you straight up, you shouldn't be afraid of your callers. You shouldn't block.
Okay, Dan, again, I have nothing to do with it. There are producers who work on the other side of the double pane glass. I do not see who calls. I don't see where the numbers come from. The only thing I see on my screen is, hey, Dan from Michigan. That's all I see. So if you get through them, then you get to me. I got a show to host, Dan. I don't answer phone calls.
All right. That's no problem. I'm just going to tell you straight up.
It's clearly a problem. Otherwise, you wouldn't be bringing it up again.
Well, when you're blocked for over a year and I used to get through regularly.
Okay. Well, yes, there must be some reason.
No, the only reason is you're afraid of your caller.
No, I'm not afraid of anything, man. But I am hanging up on you. See, I can see why you were blocked for over a year. Dean is listening in Texas. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Amy?
Yes, Dean.
First of all, I told you that Steve Garvey was dead. He's not. He's still working for the Dodgers as a consultant.
Okay.
And the second thing is Juan Soto. I'm confused. Straighten me out that he signed with the Dodgers and he ends up for the Padres. That's a breach of contract. How did he end up for the Padres? He signed with the Dodgers.
Juan Soto did not sign with anyone. He was traded from Washington.
Well, according to my phone, it said that he signed with the Dodgers.
No, he can't sign with the Dodgers. He was he's under contract. He was under contract with the Nationals, still had a lot of time left on his contract, and they traded him to San Diego.
Oh, and the Dodgers did beat the Twins tonight?
They did.
Great, great. They're not going to end up on the World Series after all.
We'll see.
I still think it's going to be the Dodgers and the Yankees in World Series, and I want them to see him beat them for Vince, because that would just be great for Vince.
I know you mentioned that earlier this week. We had a long way to go. There's still a good 6-plus weeks left in the regular season.
Yeah. And I still like to see the Rams go against the Chargers.
I know. In fact, we could probably replay the call from a couple nights ago, Dean, if you want us to.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you got to say a little prayer for me, Amy, because my youngest niece is in the hospital.
Okay. I will do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling. 855-212-4227. What did I tell you the other night? Sports radio callers are the spice of life. They are. I remind myself of that. I don't take the show too seriously. You'll never hear me say the show is important. It's supposed to be entertainment. So I'm keeping that in mind right now. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Top of the hour, we'll talk top NFL storylines with Lindsay Rhodes. But I have to ask her about Hard Knocks, because even as I was perusing social media on Wednesday morning, I came across some other pieces of the Lions on Hard Knocks that I had not seen. So I was watching baseball and also getting ready for work and driving into our CBS Sports Radio headquarters on Tuesday night and did not see the whole thing. I saw bits and pieces of it. But did you guys check out Aiden Hutchinson? I don't know if this was some type of rookie ritual that he had to go through to sing in front of the entire team. But if you have not seen it, I'm going to retweet it right now. I've been watching it on a loop, no joke, for the last probably 18 hours. Aiden Hutchinson singing Billie Jean, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, in front of the entire Lions squad. And he's killing it. I mean, he's crushing the song. But my favorite part is when the entire team erupts and starts singing with him. It's so, so tremendous. And so I know that our guest, Lindsay, she was watching Hard Knocks, actually catching up with it on Wednesday night. And so I want to ask her about it because there were some gems. Now, we had some of the Dan Campbell. Did you go and grab the other Dan Campbell that I asked you for about the ass cheeks? Okay, so we'll get the ass cheek comment coming up so that we can use it. But we had Jamal Williams. We had Dan Campbell trying to explain that he's not a lunatic. I swear I'm not a lunatic. And then we also had the Aiden Hutchinson. We had all kinds of crazy stuff just from the very first episode of Hard Knocks. So Lindsay was catching up, and we'll ask her about that. But the big news coming from the NFL on Wednesday is that Deshaun Watson is expected to start Friday's preseason opener against the Jaguars. The team actually flew to Jacksonville, so lots of teams do joint practices before they have some of these either first or second round preseason games. And for Kevin Stefanski, while the announcement was made on the team plane and Watson was on the team plane, he's trying to focus on the football and trying to stay locked in on the plan.
I haven't shared it with the team yet, so I'll wait on announcing that. But we have a framework, Jake, of how we're going to handle this preseason. As you know, you always reserve the right to change your mind based on, you know, how practice goes and those type of things. But we're pretty confident in the plan we have.
Will Watson make the trip?
Yes.
All right, so you hear him say that Watson is going to make the trip. But while the team was flying, the news was breaking that Deshaun is going to start their game in Jacksonville. Now, we heard from Roger Goodell on the last edition of the show. The league is looking for a season-long suspension, so not content with the six games. Instead, going with the words of their disciplinary officer, Judge Sue L. Robinson, that Watson's actions were both egregious as well as predatory. The league is appealing to try to get the year-long suspension or season-long suspension. Actually, those are two different things, right? And because of that, it's still very much up in the air for the Browns. Does the appeals officer that Roger Goodell appointed rush to make that decision before Friday? Because that would seem to me, that would be quick, really quick. And why would Jacoby Brissett not be the one who's getting the start, I guess, especially since right now Watson's still getting the majority of first team snaps. And I get it. He's been out of football for a long time. This would be his first time on the football field in live reps in a year plus, right? But isn't Jacoby Brissett supposed to be your starter? We'll talk to Lindsay coming up. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help, and that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.
Odyssey knows that football fans can't get enough football. That's why we've got nonstop football coverage on the free Odyssey app. Podcasts and live shows dedicated to every pro team. NFL play-by-play and enough game talk for the most diehard fans. Local radio stations talking football, interviews with star players and coaches, and football fans being fans.
What kind of play calling was that?
Listen to everything you love about football live and on demand with the free Odyssey app. Get in the game and download today. Odyssey knows that football fans can't get enough football. That's why we've got nonstop football coverage on the free Odyssey app. Podcasts and live shows dedicated to every pro team. NFL play-by-play and enough game talk for the most diehard fans. Local radio stations talking football, interviews with star players and coaches, and football fans being fans.
What kind of play calling was that?
Listen to everything you love about football live and on demand with the free Odyssey app. Get in the game and download today.